You miss the littlest things when you're away from home. Like that perfectly brewed cuppa in your favourite mug. At Bupa, we want you to be as comfortable as possible. And because life happens, we'll support your health and well-being by offering rehab and chemo in the comfort of your own home. To learn more, search Bupa. Bupa. Because life happens. Available to eligible customers on selected products. Waiting periods, fund, policy and program rules apply.
Explanation. On 4BC Weekends, The Explainer.
All right, this, when we started The Explainer, it was about something, mostly it was about something that had been in the news that needed explaining. But I've seen something over the last couple of weeks I've been looking at, and I want it explained. What is going on with that apartment block development on Wellington Road, East Brisbane, just near the Shafton Hotel? If you've driven past over the past couple of weeks, and you might be there right now, you'll have noticed that the lift shafts and the stairwells are in place, but that's all. They look like mini high-rises made of concrete with floor numbers on the outside. Now, this is not a conventional way of constructing an apartment block, so what are we witnessing here? Well, Matt Abel is Senior Project Manager with the Mosaic Property Group. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Spencer.
This is innovative, isn't it?
It is. It's a very different way of approaching an apartment block construction. Typically, we would have lift cores and stair cores being made out of in-situ concrete, floor by floor, or core fill masonry. And I suppose from the outside, you would typically see scaffold inching its way closer to the sky from the outside and not really seeing a lot of what's happening on the inside.
Sometimes you see the lift, or the lift stairwell, a little bit higher.
Correct.
Yes.
So I suppose precast concrete isn't a innovative technique. However, they would normally be supplied to site in the form of columns floor by floor or panels. And what we've decided to do on this job is actually put those panels together to form a box and essentially stack those boxes whilst we're still putting the footings in the ground from the bottom of the basement to the top of the roof.
Now, you sent me through a detailed explanation and said, I hope it's not too complicated. And I, whilst watching the Reds last night, having a glass of wine, I was reading through going, oh, I think I understand it. Basically, it's stronger, faster and safer. So let's go through those. The spine of these buildings will be stronger as a result.
Correct.
Explain that.
So conventionally for a building of that height, we would partly build it out of in-situ concrete for the bottom, say, half, and we would have core fill reinforced masonry for the top half. So when we would compare essentially a locked-in box of precast concrete, which is just tied together from the bottom to the top with steel, that's a significantly stronger solution than, say, core fill reinforced masonry. So, and the concrete strengths, the reinforcement quantities that we put into those cubes to make them be able to freestand from the top to the bottom from the very start without having that surrounding structure interlocking them, they are a far stronger solution.
Where was it prefabricated there? In Brisbane somewhere?
It was at Sherwood with our precast concrete manufacturers.
And then travelled overnight on big trucks or something?
Yeah, well, and that's the other challenge is the logistics side of things, just making sure you can actually get your trucks to site through those traffic corridors.
Yes.
And making sure that we can actually supply the site with those big boxes of concrete.
Because if my description of Wellington Road near the Shafton Hotel isn't familiar to you, and maybe you live on the other side of town, we're talking the next block to the Gabba. You know,
yeah,
that's
correct.
Where we're talking. This is very busy roads.
Correct.
Okay, so that's stronger, faster. What makes this faster?
I suppose we would typically build those wall and column elements floor by floor using tower cranes as we go up the building. The fact that we've actually pre-manufactured all these elements off-site and brought them to site, we were able to install those two concrete columns that you see in a period of 6 days. So that was quite I suppose we guess, well, no, I shouldn't say guess, we estimate that it's probably taken 2 to 3 weeks off our overall construction duration
right.
by doing that.
And that's good for traffic disruption, community disruption, et
correct.
Cetera.
Yeah, we're mindful. We're in an inner city area, in a residential area, so trying to minimise that impact to the local residents is a key concern and a key aim of ours. So.
And the third prong was safer. How is this safer than the traditional way of doing it?
There's two parts to that. There's obviously a on-site safety element. So we've taken that on-site safety element in the manufacture of these elements and put them off-site in a more controlled environment. So our precast concrete manufacturers, they've purpose-made facilities for these. So we've taken that off-site. However, the installation of them is a high-risk safety activity. requiring quite significantly sized plant. So there is still a safety aspect to the installation of them that needs a lot of work to put them together. And went through some weeks of planning to make sure that they could be done safely and stacked on top of each other, you know, without any issues on site. I suppose the other part of the safety is worker movement through construction once they're installed. So instead of people going up and down typically scaffold stairs on the outside,
you've got a
permanent staircase, and those cubes actually come to site pre-made with the stairs and handrails already in it.
Oh, wow.
So you've actually got permanent, unobstructed, dry, safe access from the bottom of the basement to the roof before we've actually put a concrete ground slab down.
Now, where my mind went when I first saw this was my guess.
Yep.
Was, and it was on the, along the lines of safety, was that, and just correct, you know, shut me down if this is totally wrong, but my thinking was that if the building collapsed, there's a fire or something, that you've got created this stairwell that is a safe evacuation point that will be still standing if the rest of the building collapses around it. Is there anything in that? I'm not an engineer. It was a guess, a complete guess. So you've got the two. You've got the stairwells and the lift wells.
Yes.
And let's say there's a fire, and everyone can evacuate into those stairwells.
Correct.
That those stairwells are pretty. They're going to be the last thing to collapse.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, they've been wind engineered I think they're standing 350k an hour winds, so they are well and truly the strongest part of that building.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
This is innovative. Are we going to see more of this technique in future, do you think?
I think I'd like to think so. I think we see the safety, the speed, the quality. We believe we're getting a more accurate, you know, better tolerance outcome by using precast concrete, which is made in a more controlled factory environment. I think the limitation is to do the installation, you need mobile cranes and you need elevated work platforms to get the workers up there to literally stack them on top of each other. So the limitation is how high can you get people up in the air safely.
So you couldn't do a 90-storey building this way, for example, obviously.
Yeah, or you'd have to do it in stages.
Right.
But,
and this is about 8 stories, this one? 8 or 9?
Yeah, 2 basements, 8 floors plus the roof.
Right.
Yep.
So that's the only limitation that you've seen so far.
Yes.
I've said, you know, drive past, have a look at this. How long do people have to look at and see how it is now? How long until it's wrapped around with actual buildings?
Oh, we've got another 2 months in front of us to get a ground level slab in, if you like.
Okay, so it's going to be it'll look like this for a little while yet.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got some big milestones coming up in the next few weeks. Another crane going up, ground level slabs going in within 2 months. And then you'll see that traditional scaffold start rising up above the ground level.
Cool. Yeah. Look, it sounds nerdy, but it's worth a look. It is fascinating. And well done to you guys at Mosaic on being so innovative. Thanks for explaining it to us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Matt Abel, Senior Project Manager with the Mosaic Property Group. It is 14 to 12. This is Brisbane's News Leader, 4BC 1116. The Sunday tipple not too far away. And this week, how to do St. Patrick's Day. Other than moving away from Guinness, you know, everyone talks about St. Patrick's Day. Oh, you got to drink Guinness. Not everyone likes Guinness. So some St. Patrick's Day alternatives that are not Guinness coming next.